MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast and Dot Watchers. This is Brett S. As I leave Steamboat Springs, got into Colorado yesterday afternoon after calling in from Wham Sutter. Left Wham Sutter kind of taxed from the basin a little bit. I mean, I tried to keep it as positive as possible, but like the basin is relentless, and knowing what was ahead, that basically there's another mini basin afterwards to get to Rust Mountain Lodge. I kind of had a little late start, but ended up leapfrogging with Craig back and forth a little bit as we entered Colorado. Ended up bumping into Brian down in Savory as well. So we all marched our way towards the climb towards Brush Mountain. And Dave from Australia also made the climb with us. And look at this. Mark Caminetti just showed up as I'm doing a call-in. Right here, in the flesh. Hey, buddy. Well, cool. Other than that, when we got to Brush Mountain, I just couldn't really hide the fact that I really needed to spend some time on fixing myself physically and mentally. Every single one of my toes is individually wrapped. And I spent the later half of the afternoon with both my feet in ice yesterday, just mashing the pedals and single speed, just really giving a toll on my feet. And it happens all the time on the bike packing, but it just seems to be more this time. But yeah, other than that, ended up staying. It was fun to see Ubanger pull into Brush Mountain last night. Billy Rice showed up. This morning, I woke up with no blanket because apparently Billy Rice took it off me and gave it to Mark when he showed up. Bill Pesca did? Oh, Bill.
Dude, I was yelling your name right in your face.
Oh, Bill. Well, apparently these guys are trying to get me up on the trail, but it didn't work because I apparently needed to sleep. But, yeah, and that was also a cool thing. Bill Pesca was there. I ended up bumping into him on this section last in 2015, so getting to see him off the trail, and he was super helpful, and his wife was doing everything, running around. It was great to just have a kind of a, just a little bit of a break and fix myself and fix some of the bike and just kind of go from there. But I'm ready to push into the later half of this race, and just really kind of just needed that, stuff to just kind of happen. So, but bike's running good. Got some stuff done at Orange Peel, threw some new sealant in, worked on the brakes. They got a stand right outside. Those guys are great. Got everything I need to go over these four gnarly passes towards Breckenridge, and we'll go from there. But sweet. Thanks so much for everything. Thanks for all the support. I'm still staying positive. Apparently right now I'm going to ride out with Mark, and it's going to be great. Mark's apparently very stoked on my Triple Crown. So yes, I am also very, trying to be very mentally focused on, getting that done as well. So, okay. Thanks very much for everything. I know this is kind of winded, but, it's just, that's how I feel in the race, and it was a lot different than watching dots on a screen when actually being out here in the weather and the sun and just everything out here is just different. It's a course stretching the entire length of the United States, but it's also like a fabric of emotions and memories and just sitting down with Billy Rice and Kirsten and Phil and everyone and just kind of having the same mental focus was really helpful. So, okay. Cool. Well, that's where I'm at, and we're going to push on and probably do some sleep depth tonight, right, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's stoked. He wants to ride through the night.
I'm
going to
call
him. Okay, cool. We'll call in after we ride through all the night. Thanks, guys. Bye.